The manager making his way towards us here on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. So let's hear from David Hopkin. First of all, Happy New Year, David.
Happy New Year.
And what a good start to the year it's been. It wasn't a classic from us today. We played very well, but 3-0, great result.
Yeah, I thought the first 10, 15 minutes we looked to be a bit leggy. I thought Atkinson came out and played really well, and they're a good side. They've got good players, and it was important that we tried to keep them away from our goal as much as we could. And they said Lewis O'Brien comes up with his first goal. It's a fantastic finish, and that settled us down. Then they scored just before half time, and they say it's half time, we win again, and we just asked for a performance. We just wanted to make sure that we didn't let any goals in. And then obviously young Connor Woods finished, it's fantastic. It's a great for him to come back into the team. He's been patient waiting about, and he scores a fantastic goal at the top end, and I think it was thoroughly deserved for his performance that he put in when he came on.
Yeah, and another clean sheet, which is also pleasing as well, because that was the massive bone of contention for you early in the season. We're just shutting teams out.
Yeah, I think we've been working on it in training, and as I said, when you come into the club, you've got a few things to sort out, and I think now the back four believe in the way I want to play, and they know that if they can defend, we've got players in the team that can score goals. And I think both, I've got to compliment all of them as players, because they are complimenting each other now, and we're getting results out of it. As I said, I'm absolutely over the moon that we've managed to get 3 points and get out of the relegation zone.
Yeah, what did you make of the sending off for Zanzala? It looked bad, didn't it? And how is Lewis O'Brien?
Yeah, he's got stitches in his shin, so
it could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse. I think it's a naughty one, but it's part and parcel of football, and it's a striker's tackles, you could say, but it is naughty. He's got stitches in his shin, and he'll go and get an X-ray first thing tomorrow morning, and hopefully he'll be okay. You can see he was distraught when he came off. I just think that because he didn't want to leave the field, he wants to stay on, but obviously the pain became unbearable for him to carry on.
Yeah, and scoring goals, we ended December with 19 goals, three more today. We're just creating chances, and there's a real belief there, which has got to be pleasing for you at the moment.
Yeah, that is, of course, as I think everybody is believing now. As I say, the players' mentality's changed. We've got players now who want to go and play, they want to go and score goals. We've got very creative players in the team. And I think the difference you're seeing in the creative players in Lewis and Jack and David Ball is their fitness levels are phenomenal. So they know that they can get about the pitch now. And as I said, they'll cause teams teams in this league problems when they get the ball down and playing. As you've even seen some of our corners, I let them go and play off the cuff a wee bit now and just let them go and do what they want at corners and free kicks. And you can see that they're really enjoying their football.
Yeah, what did you make of Accrington's sort of attitude today as well? They had seven players booked. They were a little bit in our faces. Did you say at half time, keep your discipline? Because that seemed to be their tactic.
No, I think John's got a wholehearted squad of very good players. Wholehearted players. And that's how they are so far up the league. The win games are very difficult to play against. And I say to the players, especially Anthony Connor at half time, you need to calm down.
They were trying to get him sent off, weren't they?
These things are. It's not so much them, it's just the players, and Anthony needs to be a wee bit more professional in what he's doing. And as I said, at half time I just made sure that everybody stayed in the pitch. We need to make sure that we didn't get involved with anything that was going to make a referee give any controversial or any decisions that he had to make, because as I said, these things now are so important that we finished the game with 11 men.
Yeah. Substitutes today, obviously brought Connor on and he did very well, but we're a little bit light on the bench. Obviously lost Jim O'Brien as well today, so we do need bodies. We need a bit more experience in there, perhaps.
Yeah.
Is that something? I know we've talked about it, but yeah. Something we're actively looking at now.
Yeah, I think it is. I think we've always have been. We've lost Hope Backpan, we've lost Jim, and you're asking Anthony Conn to get in and play himself as a centre-back. And as you said, you've got young Eric Goldtop at 17 coming on, you've got Connor Wood coming on, and as you say, the bench was a bit light.
Yeah.
But these things now we need to... We've got 10 days off now, and we've a few days of trying to get maybe things together and speak to the clubs and different other players. But I think the beginning of the window is always a very difficult one for managers, because sometimes you might agree with someone and then they have a game and then they get injuries, and then sometimes that's what's happened with players that I've already spoken to.
Are we a little bit lucky that, you know, if it had asked a month ago, you'd have been desperate to have someone ready to go now, but we're sort of in a situation where the team's playing well enough, isn't it, without having to be desperate to bring the wrong player in, if that makes sense.
As I said, Jason, everybody that's going to come into Bradford City is going to be the right type. he's got to be the right type that's going to buy into the work ethic that we put in training, the work ethic that we play. But the most important thing, I've got players who can come and play at Valley Parade. It's an awesome stadium. There's a lot of players who maybe have signed over the years that they can't handle it. And as I say to the players when I come in, Bradford City fans will love you as long as you work hard. As long as you work hard and put every bit of effort in and you can go and play, then they'll support you. And you've seen it, it's been fantastic. I thought today again was brilliant. I just think now that we've got a break now. It may have come at the wrong time, but as I say, the players look to me a wee bit tired and they'll be having a few days off to go and recover with their families.
So how important is it to be at the bottom four? I know that the grand scheme is to go up things, but psychologically we're at the bottom four, pressure's off a little bit and we can have a Saturday off.
Yeah, I think it's a time that the players can go and recoup, a few days off. They can go and relax. I've told the players that they have, but it's not downtime. It's to make sure that they're mentally prepared for the grueling last 4 or 5 months of the season. Yeah. We're going to have, because I'm going to work them even harder than they have. And I've told them that. So yeah. As I says, look, it's about go and spend some time with your family, enjoy New Year tonight, and after that we'll be back in and we'll get ready to go again, because we've got another very difficult game away at Barnsley a week on Saturday.
Yeah, well, might be a glass of wine in the Hopkin household tonight.
Yeah, well, there might be one, but I'll know about you later on. I'm driving back to Scotland tonight to see my family, so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure that the players will be looking forward to a glass of wine or a beer tonight, because
they deserve it, don't they?
They deserve it for the effort they put in, and I've just said to the players that just make sure that you enjoy tonight, and then after that we're back in a few days' time and we'll make sure we're ready to go again.
Yeah, great start to the year. Well done, David.
No problem, thanks.
There you go. Top man, David Hopkin, join us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live, and a happy new year to him and all the Bradford City players who are going to have a few days off just to relax and enjoy a belated New Year's party, if you like. He's going back up to Scotland to spend a bit of time with his family. What a job he's done, David Hopkin.